The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello once again and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Andy Holding taking a look at an 8 race card for you at Galway on the 4th day of their festival. Certainly trying stuff there yesterday with lots of big price winners, including Clarkham's victory in the Galway Plate. I still can't even believe that result, even though I know it 24 hours on. I simply could not have had that horse on my mind, and I'm sure a lot of punters are still scratching their heads to see that horse win by the margin he did. Hopefully we won't have too many shocks this afternoon, but the ground is on the soft side, so we may well do. And the big race, the Guinness Galway Hurdle, looked primed for something to come out of left field, but let's hope not. We begin the day with a strong-looking novices chase, it has to be said, with quite a few of these already having experience of the larger obstacles, including our little look, who's going to be my selection for this 140. He was a decent horse over hurdles with a rating of 131. And that run when he finished third behind Mr. Big Shot at Aintree was backed up by that very strong speed figure that he himself generated in finishing third on that occasion. He's just had the one run over fences, and he looks as though he just needed the run at Wexford the other day. First and foremost, it was left-handed. He's better off going right-handed. Secondly, the track was too sharp, and the ground on good to firm would have been on the quick side as well. Plus the fact that he got tired after jumping the last. All those combination of factors counted against him, but he's dropping back in trip here. He likes to make the running, which is not a bad trait around this chase track, as we saw yesterday with Clarkham flying around. So odds around about 7-2 this morning. Our little look, who is a very liable sort, should hopefully give us a good run in the first race. On to the 215, and Willie Mullins has got a strong hand here, without shadow of a doubt, but none stronger than Cadmium, who's a horse I think can make into a very, very smart chaser throughout the rest of the season. Not as though he already is, because he was devastating on just his full start over the larger obstacles when he won in Punchestown at the festival. The feature of that race was the speed figure that he clocked that day. He actually ran a better overall than his Sable Companion Footpad, not only overall, but also on the circuit and sectional times that I do. So I knew straight away this horse was much better than 131. He got bumped up to 147, but he made light work of a novice's chase down in Roscommon the other day. And even though this is another technically step up in class, I actually think this is still far removed from what he's likely to be taking on in the rest of his career. Interestingly, Willie Mullins, or Ruby Wall, sorry, decides to ride this one for Willie Mullins rather than Robin DeFerre. And that's a fairly straightforward decision, being as though Robin DeFerre rather surprisingly got beat the other day by Le Martelland down in Killarney when he looked as though he got that race for his to lose. So Cadmium, top price right about even money this morning, should make no mistake with a clear round there in the 215. On to the 250 then. Very competitive looking handicap here, but one of my golden rules at Galway is to back horses that have already run well previously in the week. And on day two, Honor Oak ran an absolute blinder over 7 furlongs to finish second of Troubles. And given that she carried 9-11 and was up against a filly who ran way beyond her market expectation and rating, I'd certainly upgrade Tom Hogan's mare's performance on that occasion. She travelled really well, as she often does. She clearly likes it here at Galway, because not only she finished second that day, she's also won here 2 years ago. So with that in mind, I do think she's a really good bet here, 13-2 top price this morning. The other main market principals, Tony the Gent, Coy Begg, Prosecution, all have great chances on form, and I totally respect them. None of them have run here at Ballybrit, and it might just catch them out here, and I certainly wouldn't want to be getting involved with them very strongly at their respective prices. So Honor Oak, as I said, ran about 13-2 this morning. Looks a decent each-way bet there in the 250. On to the big fillies contest then of the day. It's the Arthur Guinness Irish EBF Corrib Fillies Stakes listed status. And the one that stands out here by a long way is Yulon Gold Fairy, of course. Finished a very credible fifth in the Irish 1000 Guineas Beyond Alpha Centauri, which form has been backed up quite a few times subsequently by not only the winner but several in and around where Dermot Wells filly finished. Prior to that, she'd finished second on heavy ground, first time up at Leopardstown in the 1,000 Guineas trial. And even though Dermot Wells hasn't had a winner here so far this week, stall one could potentially be very favourable for this. I said potentially because I know they run on a different strip of ground each day here at Galway, but it seems to be best to be running a little bit wider as the day goes on. So it depends on what the jockeys do here, but she should break cleanly and at least hold a position around the inside before Shane Foley can decide where he wants to go on the track. On to the 4 o'clock then. Again, another competitive race here for novice hurdles. Exchange Rate is obviously bidding to atone for that rather crazy unseat at the first obstacle here the other day. So with that in mind, you just shouldn't want to be taking sort of 5-2 about a horse who clearly spooked and didn't want to jump the first hurdle. So I'm going to go with the second favourite here, Manella Times. In keeping with how Henry de Bromhead's look and shape on their debuts, he needed his run back on the 19th of November at Cork when finishing fourth in a very hot race won by us and them. He was given a little bit of a while to get back on the scene, and that patience found off when he paid off when he found plenty of pressure the day down in Kilbeggan. Now, I know Kilbeggan when it gets soft, and you do need a very strong stayer to win there, even though it's a tight right-handed track. They often finish very, very tight because there's a long run there from the second last to the last that it finds them out. And this horse stayed on really strongly. Not only did he beat a decent field, he beat the Holy One, who went there off the back of a very good run at the Punchestown Festival behind Atney in a good bumper. And the fact that he was 1-2 suggested that Manella Times had rather surprised a few people. He's 6-1 top price this morning. He'll love the ground. He stays well. He's a real honourable type, and I think he'll do well over fences when Henry de Bromhead finally decides to punt him in that direction. OK, on to the big race of the day, then the 4:35. It's the Guinness Galway Hurdle, and another competitive race we have on our hands here. Willie Mullins has got quite a few in there, obviously. We've got JP McManus well represented. I actually think he's got 9 runners this year, which is quite astonishing. But it could well be then the smaller stable and less powerful connections of David's Charm come to the fore here. This horse has clearly been laid out for this race, having won at the festival here last year. That was over 2.5 miles, but that day he actually clocked a very good sectional, which was almost in keeping with the big race itself the day after. So we know he likes Galway, we know he stays well, and he coped with the drop back down in trip when he was last seen over hurdles at the Fairy House December festival, in beating a stellar field fairly comfortably. Ridden by Rachel Blackmore, the girl of the moment, takes the ride again here, and following 2 runs on the flat, just to blow away the cobwebs on fastest ground, David Charm should be absolutely at fever pitch today to run a huge race. You need a combination of 2 miles and horse that stays beyond and handles the ground and the track, and this horse ticks every single box available, so I can see why he's favourite this morning. The other one out of the Willie Mullins triumvirate would be Whiskey Sour, that I quite like. Again, another horse that loves it here at Ballybrit, a dual winner here at last year's festival over 2 miles with the amateur rider race, and of course the big mile and a half Guinness handicap on the Saturday, so he knows his way up the hill here. He's a grade one winner, albeit fortuitously, at Leopardstown in the middle of winter, and he stays the trip well, as we saw last time out when he was second at Punchestown behind Dortmund Park. So a lot going for him as well, and he would have been revived by a spin on the flat at Ascot the other day. So although it's fairly unoriginal, I do think the front two in the market here have got really solid claims. The other one I'd throw into the apple cart would be Carter Wright, who had a spin the other day down in Fairy House on the flat, and connections look as though they've laid him out. And with Gordon Elliott having the big winner yesterday, it wouldn't surprise me if that horse ran well. But he's just got no Ballybrit form, which is my only stumbling block with him. On to the 5:15 then. It's a competitive numbers field, but not that many bring solid form to the table. Townend apparently needed the run the other day, amazingly, having spoke to someone close to Willie Mullins' yard. And the combination of 2 mile, 1 furlong, and that horse blowing up just cost him any chance he had of justifying favouritism and winning off what looked to be a very favourable mark. We know he's a very good horse over hurdles, and he should really be able to exploit 67 sooner rather than later. The soft ground will suit. He could have done with a better draw, but as I said, I do think racing away from the inside fence as the day goes on might just improve horses' chances, even though a lot of draw bores will think the other way around. The other one to conjure with here in my selection would be Camelon, who quite incredibly was available back at 16-1 yesterday tea time when bookmakers opened up their betting on this race. Quite what they were thinking, I have no idea. Win, lose or draw, I don't know how you could suggest that Camline's a 16-1 chance. A, because he absolutely loves it here at Ballybritton. B, because he comes off the back of a smooth victory over Fences last time out at Killarney, justifying his current well-being. He beat Lamartelan and Robin de Ferre, who were very strongly fancied. So he's obviously in great nick. For Marcus 65, he's got to go well here yet again. He's hardly ever out of frame here at his favourite Happy Hunting Ground, and his owner is having an absolutely unbelievable week. On to the final race then. Again, William Mullins has got a favourite in a bumper, which is almost in the handbook. But he might just play second fiddle here to a horse called Dr. Duffy from the Charles Byrne stable, ridden by Robbie Deegan, who's had a winner here this week. Third on debut at Punchestown at on his only start, but an eye-catching one at that as well. He certainly wasn't knocked about in the hands of Robbie on that occasion. He was looked after and he came out very, very tidily without being put under any kind of duress in the latter stages. Whether he handles his ground is obviously open to question, but you could say quite a bit about quite a few of these. So, Dr. Duffy, I'd say quite a confident choice there in the last race at the 5.50. OK, thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow for day 5 here at Galway. Once again, it's another tea time meeting beginning at 5.10, going all the way through to 8.25, with the highlight being the Guinness Handicap over a mile and a half at 6.50. So hopefully you'll tune in again tomorrow. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.